Welcome back, college best friends. It's so.
Oh my god, it's Rin.
And today's a very special episode.
Is it a special episode?
Oh, it's
It's one of the most requested episodes.
It might be one of the most requested episodes. It's a little special treat that we're giving
We're giving you a special treat.
I'm kind of taking a back seat for this episode.
No, you're not. You're not taking a back seat. You're going to be in the front seat and you'll be asking questions to further along the questions.
Well, because this week's episode... So, some of you who know us, and if you don't know us... So, between the two of us, like, I'm kind of... Like, I'm wild in attitude.
Yeah.
But Rin is wild like an animal. In a very primal sense. And
oh, my God.
Ryan has had a lot more interesting sexcapade stories than I.
That I would agree with that fact.
And so this week...
We're going to tell you some of my sexcapades.
We are talking about the highlights of my sexcapade stories. So I guess I'm going to have to backseat drive
this
conversation.
No, but you need to be involved in some capacity. Yeah.
So, okay, let's just start with right off the bat.
How many?
Yeah, Ryan, how many people have you had sex with?
I'm going to preface this by saying I'm very open with this number. I'm not ashamed of it, so if you want to make fun of me, you can. But
no one better make fun of him.
I have been with 52 people.
Since I was, only I can make fun of you, Ryan.
I've had sexual intercourse with 52 people since my senior year of high school, the end of my senior year of high school. To answer another question that probably would be asked, have I ever gotten an STD? No, I have never gotten an STD in my life. I'm kind of really grateful about that because I do get tested.
You're very responsible.
I am. I get tested once every 2 months because...
You're a responsible sex haver.
I'm a responsible sex haver. I'm breathing... I'm like, this is like a lot. I'm about to recount some stories that I haven't even thought about in ages.
These are my favorite stories.
Yeah, let's start.
Ever.
Yeah,
can we...
Tell me.
Okay.
You want to ask... I feel like you should ask me your favorites and like if there's not...
Yeah, I feel like I want to rank your stories.
I want you guys to rank them too.
Yeah, so maybe I'll rank my top stories.
Yeah.
But then once you guys hear the stories, we totally want your rankings.
I need your opinion.
Maybe Ryan, your rankings may differ from mine.
Oh, they totally will.
We'll count down. How many stories are you thinking of off the top of your head?
I have like 5.
Okay, because I was thinking of 5 as
well.
Oh
my God, look at us being so perfect together.
So how about we go from like 5 to 1, 1 being like my most favorite story.
Oh my God, I don't have that. No, I think we should name them all first and then I'll say my top 5. You say your top 5.
Oh, okay. That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, okay.
So let's start from earliest.
I was going to start from the most recent one. You want to go from the first one or from the most recent one?
No, start from your earliest one.
It's like the first time I've ever heard. Okay, great. my mother hears this. Oh, my God. So I didn't have a car. I didn't have a car until my sophomore year of college. And so I was on Tinder after my ex-girlfriend and I broke up. And I was like, let's just try it out. And I had matched with this one person. And we were talking and it was great.
Was this your first Tinder hookup?
This is my first Tinder hookup and my first time with a guy. There you go.
Ryan doesn't discriminate against any gender.
I'm queer. I don't identify as gay or bi or straight. I feel like this is me just coming out to you guys, I guess. Hi, I'm coming out to you guys. I don't believe, it's not like it's a thing. I don't believe in coming out either.
I don't
believe in putting people into boxes. And I think I identified as bi for a long time. And, like, bisexuality puts you in such a box where it's like, oh, so, like, which gender do you prefer for, like, more? And it's, like, it depends on the day. It depends on who I'm with. So, queer is, I think it's more of a, such an open term that
more
I like
of an
to
inclusive
use. Term. Inclusive term, exactly.
Like.
And I just really love it. And it's the response that I've gotten from like people. They're like, great, that makes sense to me.
I also feel like we should preface by saying, if you listen to our previous episode, the Valentine's Day episode, we actually include statistics about people, college students, yeah, our age in relationships, statistics on people who have had sex. It's not as high as you think. So Ryan is definitely...
I am...
definitely an exception. So no one should be listening to this thinking
and feel like, oh, I should get with more people. No.
Yeah, no, no. That's not what we're saying. This is just Ryan's own personal experience.
And I'll also
that
preface
he's being so kind to share with us.
I'll also preface by saying I grew up very Catholic, Irish Catholic. So, like, the Irish guilt has always been in me. And I...
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Remember when you went celibate second semester freshman
I did.
Year?
I was celibate. But the thing is, I had gone into college, going into my life, thinking that I was going to wait till marriage. I was so gung-ho about that. And then I didn't. Back to the story at hand.
Wait, can I ask why you decided?
Why I decided not to be?
Why wait till marriage?
I had been with my girlfriend for a year and a half. And, like, we were like, we're going to wait. Like, I thought I was going to marry her. Because it's like...
Oh, my God, actually?
Yeah, yeah. Like, we talked about, like, marriage. And we talked about, like, having children. It's like, it was really, really great.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, we didn't have sex. No, we didn't. We did everything but sex. Not but sex. Everything but having vaginal penis intercourse. And so, like, I was like, great, like, it's gonna be great. I'll wait till, like, my wedding day and we're gonna have sex. It's gonna be the best ever. And then she broke up with me, because she went to college.
Was she older than you?
Yeah, she was a year older than me.
Oh, I'm the older
one. I'm under older people.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Yeah. and so I... was so, like, I was, like, in a depression my senior year because I was like, well, I'm you're not gonna find anyone else, Ryan. And then I got myself a Tinder where I was like, let's do both men and women. And I realized, like, I could be, like, liked by other people. And I was like, well, what's the harm? I'm still religious. I still believe in God. And, like, sometimes the Bible is outdated. And I think that's one of the things that is outdated. And so I was like, yeah, let's do it. And now you know my life story. I like how you're asking me questions. It keeps this going. So my first time with a guy.
Wait, was that also your first time period?
Yeah, that's that. Yep.
We love that.
Wow, I didn't even realize. Yeah, that was my first time ever. That just makes this so much worse.
No, it doesn't.
Wait till the story.
Oh, you spit on my face.
Sorry. I had a Tinder and match with this guy, and he went to Princeton. He was in the honors program, so he was there early. And I was like, okay, I have my car. I go back to school in a week and a half. I start school in a week and a half. I can come up to you and visit you. And he was like, great. So I drive up to Princeton with my mother's car, telling her that I went to the shore. Lies. I did not go to the shore. I went to Princeton in my mother's car. And I picked him up, and he's like, we can't go to my room. My roommate's there. And I was like, great, where do you want to go? And he was like, oh, I know a park. So we drove to this, like, it was on Princeton campus, because Princeton's huge. And we, like, drove, like, down a winding road into the woods almost.
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah.
And he was in the car.
And it was in a car. We had sex in the car.
In your mom's car.
And so we have sex, and, like, I had not had a car. So I didn't know that when you leave the air conditioning on for like an hour and a half.
Oh my God.
The car is not going to start. So after we finish having sex, we get it on our clothes. And I'm like, this is great. This is a great time. I go to turn on the thing, the car. And it's like, sputter, sputter, sputter. And I'm like, oh, well, that's odd. Let me do it again. Sputter, sputter, sputter. And he's like, are you okay? And I was like, yep, it's going to be great. But the third time of me trying and then cursing God, I said, look, you're going to have to call your campus safety.
Oh, my God.
And get them over here.
Oh, my God.
So we call campus safety. They drive into the woods where I parked my car.
Into the woods.
Oh, yeah. And they met us there. And my car had sweat stains, like, in the windows.
Ew.
And he was like, what were you guys doing? We're like, we went for a walk. It's a great night. And he was like, please blow into this device, sir. He thought I was drunk, and I blew into a breathalyzer.
Oh my God.
I was not drunk. And then he jumped my car. I drove the kid back to his house, and I never spoke to him ever again.
Yay!
And there's one down.
Yay!
Okay.
Yay, that sounds like a really good time. Did you top or did you bottom?
I topped.
Nice.
I only recently bottomed.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. I know you're more of a top.
I
remember we were walking through Target once, and I guess I don't remember if I asked you or you just
maybe I just said
declared.
It,
Sophia, I'm a top and you know it.
That was only your birthday, I think freshman year.
I don't remember if it was.
Was it on campus?
I don't remember if it was here in Allentown or if it was in New York. But it doesn't matter. We were just in a Target and you just and declare, I'm a top, Sophia, and you know it.
No discriminating against tops or bottoms, but yeah.
Okay.
Okay, another. I can talk about my threesome with. Okay. So.
With two people.
Yes, that's what a threesome is. That's what a threesome is. So, would you know that?
I don't know. I've never been involved in one.
Yeah. So, I had an ex on this campus. That's not the right story. I'm thinking of a different
thing. Oh,
boy. I was thinking of a different story.
Your mind is
back to this. So, I'm friends with this person on this campus. We went to Pigpen.
Yeah, we did.
And it was like, you drink a lot of Pigpen. And I had always...
Pigpen is a club.
Pigpen is a club. I had always been attracted to this girl. Like, since freshman year, I was like, I want to be with her. I want to hook up with her. I want to just be friends with her. And like, we would always make out at parties. And then at the end of the night, we'd be like, oh, I'll find you. And we would never find each other because we would go home with other people. And so finally, like, this past semester... we both get off the bus from Pigpen at like 1 a.m. with our other friend. And, my one friend goes, oh, I think I'm going to have sex with this guy tonight from Tinder. And I went, oh, fuck, I want to have sex with you tonight. I might've been drunk. And she was like, do you want to? And I was like, huh, don't kid with me. And she said, no, like, Ryan, let's do it. And I went, oh, okay. And then our other friend who was with us went, wait, I want to be involved. And my friend said, sure. And so we all went to her house. We had a threesome. And it was 4 a.m. And it was great.
These are both of our close friends.
And then I started a rumor that, oh, my God, did you hear about the three seniors who had sex last night?
Oh, my God.
That was me. I started the rumor.
Worst. I mean, but now, I mean, like, all our friends know.
They all knew.
It's, like, not a big deal.
It wasn't a big deal. It was great.
No, it's not a big deal at all.
Yeah, that was...
Because that kind of thing doesn't have to be a big deal if you don't make it a big deal, you know?
And that was my second threesome. Yeah.
That was very recent. That was last semester.
Yeah, I've had sex with... my first threesome was with two men.
When?
My second threesome was with two women.
Talk about your first threesome.
This one's terrifying. So these two guys, they were married.
When was this?
Sophomore year.
Oh, my
sophomore
God.
Year of college.
Oh, little Rin.
I know. I was a child.
Oh, my God.
And, like, they were like, oh, you should come over. And I was like, oh, okay, great. Because I thought one of them was attractive and one of them wasn't attractive. Which always seems to be the case.
Well, you should have just been in the middle then, were you?
No, get ready.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
The story's not even the sex. It's the thing before. So, like, he lived with his... One of them lived with his mother. And so they lived together in the mother's house.
Oh.
And so I met the parents.
I
met the mom.
Ew.
And they were like, oh, you guys are going to play games tonight on
ew.
The Xbox? And I was
ew.
Like... Because they were, like, 25. And they were still living in the house. And I was like...
Ew.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, we're going to play games tonight. And so, like, we get... He, like, puts me in his room... As they talked to the mother, and I kid you not, this room was out of a fucking horror movie. There was a Chucky doll, a life-sized Chucky doll,
Ryan.
Sitting against, like, this altar. And I'm texting my friend, and I'm like, oh, my God.
Why didn't you text me?
I don't know, because I was home. It wasn't here.
Oh, my God.
It was at home. And I was like, oh, my God, there's a Chucky doll. And I sent a picture to my friend, and she was like, Ryan, get out. And I was like, I can't.
That's
why
I'm too scared of Tinder hookups.
They're terrifying. And, like, there was, like, satanic ritual stuff everywhere. Like, because they were like, we love horror movies. And I'm like, I like horror movies, too. I don't put satanic shit on the fucking wall.
Oh, my God.
And so I was really out of it. And I was like, I'm afraid. I don't want to be here. And they were, like, talking as if, like, we were friends. And I wasn't their friend. And I was like, so, like, how'd you guys meet and stuff? And I'm asking those stupid questions. And he's like, yeah, like, he just came out of the closet and then we got married. So he wants to experience other men and just rather than being just married, which is me. And I was like, that's great. And I was more attracted to the guy who just came out. And so I was like, well, what would you guys want to do with a third partner? And they were like, we don't know. And I went, okay, how about this? I stood up and put down my pants.
Oh.
And I said, suck my dick.
A bold move.
And then I fucked them both.
Oh.
And then
we love someone who's
I found out later that they got divorced after because of me.
What?
Because the one guy was more interested in me than his husband. Whoops, I broke up a marriage.
That's fun though.
That's terrifying.
I mean, it's not like you were cheating. They both invited
me. No, they invited me over. Okay.
Please tell the condom story.
This is my favorite story.
This
is Sophia's favorite. Okay, the condom story. So freshman year, horny Rin. I had given up sex freshman year.
Yeah, freshman year, he kind of went a little 28 wild.
28 people in my first semester.
Oh, boy. You literally have half your number from first semester, freshman year. 28
from first semester. Holy I slowed shit. Down.
Yeah, but he got really embarrassed and religious, and he's like, I'm going to hell.
I did. I got super religious, and I was like, I need to go to church every day. Yeah, I went to church every Sunday. All the time.
And he's like, I need to be chased.
I have to repent my
sins and celibate. So you did not have sex.
I didn't have sex for a while. And then I did, because I was on Tinder, because you get that app back, and you just like to swipe, and you like the matches, because we talked about this. Like, I like the validation.
Yeah.
I sound like an asshole, but I do. This kid, oh my god, he goes to our school.
This is so funny.
And like I lived in a double in fucking Prosser, the worst ever. And he lived in Prosser Annex.
Dorm rooms.
But they're connected, so like it was able, like he could like come over. So he comes over. And like it's fine, like we were making out and like we're like doing like the shit stuff. Nah, that's not what I mean. Like, we're doing stuff. We're doing things. We start to have sex. So, like, I put on a condom. And, like, I couldn't put it on right. Which was weird for me. Because, like, 28 times before, like, you would think I would know how to put on a condom.
Oh, my God.
And so the condom was, like, on upside down. So I was like, oh, let me fix it. So I fixed it. And, like, we start having rough sex. Because that's what you do. and I pulled out for a second. And I look down, and I'm like, oh, shit, where's the condom, dude? And I'm looking around, I'm like, oh. I realize, I'm like, it's in the anus. It's in the anus. And so I was like, dude, you're going to have to go shit out the condom. And he was like, what? And I was like, there's a condom stuck in your butt. So he went to the bathroom, and as he's shitting, I'm texting everyone. I'm like, get me out, fix this, stop the problem. I'm getting dressed. I'm getting my clothes on. I get his clothes together. He comes back in. He goes, I got it. And I went, great.
Oh my God.
See you later. And I close the door.
Oh, my God. Honestly, I think it's, like, pretty admirable that he can just poop on command like that.
I know.
I can't. Can you?
After you bottom, yeah, you can.
Oh.
Because it's just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, like.
An open hole of just.
Oh, well, then that makes it easier, I guess, because it's just, like, looser.
Yeah. Yeah. The funny thing is that this kid and I hooked up again, like, the year after that.
What?
Yeah, we hooked up sophomore year, too.
What?
During SMT.
What?
But he likes us that we never hooked up again, and he told a story one time in a class. That, like, I was, like, a beast of a man who didn't know how to put on a condom, and I was only okay in bed, and that we never had sex ever again. And I was like, that's a lie, and you know it, because you hit me up on Grindr last week.
Oh my God, I didn't know you guys had sex again.
Yeah. Hey, when you're horny and you have nothing else to do, that's what you do.
That's like my worst nightmare, is getting a condom stuck anywhere and having to like fish it out.
It's pretty gross. It's pretty gross. I was like, I'm not going in there. I did not want to fucking do that. That's not my fault. The most recent one, should I tell the one about,
yeah.
Okay, so I had sex with this person who I wanted to have sex with, like, since freshman year, right?
Yeah.
Damn, fuck.
It's weird to me that you guys hadn't, I don't know, I guess I thought you guys
had
sex.
Everyone had, everyone had thought we had sex. We had made out once, that was about it. And then I became super attractive my senior year of college.
You were very attractive. You're always very
attractive. I was never attractive. That's a lie. I wasn't attractive until, like...
You're always very attractive.
I came back from Arezzo, which is not a lie. And so this kid, like, started hitting me up. And he was like, oh, I feel like it's fate, Ryan. Like, it's been such a long time. Like, it's destined that we do this. And I was like, okay. So we...
Did the dirty.
And it was fine. It was like, I was like, wow, like, this is awesome. So it was awesome. I was like, great, check mark. I could check that off my list. And immediately after having sex, he began to beatbox. And I kid you not, like that shit. And I was like, oh, this is what I expected from you. And I'm putting on my clothes, and he's like, you know, you really are a true Slutherpuff. And I went, what did you call me? And he was like, a Slutherpuff. Like that's your Hogwarts house, right? And I went, yeah, but how did you know that? And he was like, well, you're a beast in bed, but like, because that's your Slytherin side. But like your Hufflepuff side, you were like, are you okay? After every 5 minutes.
Oh my God.
And I was like, oh my God. And we haven't had sex again.
I don't think you should.
I agree with that fact.
There's one more story. It's like your classic Ryan story that I'm thinking of.
Do I know this one?
Do you know it? It's your story.
I know, but which one is it?
Graveyard one.
Oh, I had sex in a graveyard. Freshman year. Oh my God. Wow. I put that kid through the fucking ringer. Freshman year.
Oh boy.
He was 33 miles away. He lived 33 miles away. Again on Tinder. We matched. And I was like, oh, you should come over. We can hang. He drives the 33 miles to Muhlenberg College. Like.
For an 18-year-old.
I was 18 years old. And like, I was like, oh, we can walk to the farmer's market. Because we have a farmer's market. We're not quite close to campus. We're walking and it's like the nice October breeze is happening. It's super cool. And I was like, oh, let's go to the cemetery. Don't know why that was my first thought process. Oh my God. Let's go to the cemetery. And so like we're sitting next to this grave of Mary Stuart. That was the grave, not the person. And we start making out. And it's like 5:30 in the afternoon at this point. So like the sun's still up because it hasn't gone down yet. And then we have sex in the graveyard. In true fact, I do not know the person's name, but I know the gravestone.
Amazing. Didn't the cops come?
No. That was when I had sex in the Target parking lot.
Oh, do you want to tell that story too?
Sure, we can keep going. I'm having a good time actually. Yeah. I was with this one kid, like this is my thing that I was with for a very long time. And like we could never have sex like in my room or his room because it was like
Whatever.
Yeah. And so, like, we would, like, drive places. And his favorite spot was behind the Target parking lot. That's so Which funny. Is weird, right?
I mean, I love Target.
No, but not like, after hours Target. When it's closed and it's, like, dark.
Yeah, but I like what's inside Target, not, like, the parking lot.
Yeah. So, yeah. we started to have sex in the back of his car. Or it was either Keith, my car, or like whatever the heck his car's name was named. And we're having sex, and I'm like, oh wait, like look at the red lights. And he was like, stop it, there's no red lights. Stop. I was like, you're right, there's no red lights, whatever. And then they pull up like right behind us, and I was like, that's so odd. Like, what are these red flashing lights? So I lift myself up and I'm like, oh my God, get your clothes on right now. There are cops. And then they just pulled over someone else. It wasn't even us.
Oh.
I know. I never gotten arrested before for having sex.
Well, I never thought you got arrested. I thought that a cop had come over and like interrogated you.
No. Thank God. I would. What would I say in that situation?
Oh, you Hi, would.
I was naked in my car.
Oh, sex. No, you would stumble and flounder.
I would be like, I don't know. It's a car. I can talk about the New York one that just happened. The one with the 40-year-old.
Yeah, well, that's not memorable in like... Well,
that's true.
Like, so how old is the oldest person you've had sex with? Is it 40? Oh, older?
Older?
How old?
In France, I had sex with a 47-year-old.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
The French.
He's international.
I had sex in every country I went to. Every country I went to.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah. You did. Yeah. Except for Austria.
And Italy. That's a lie. So I went to, like, in most of the countries.
Because, so I have a story now. Oh, you went
to Sophia has a time.
Yeah. So Ryan and I were in Austria together.
We went to the Sound of Music Tour, Salzburg.
We went to Salzburg.
It was beautiful. One of my favorite countries.
I'm so happy we went. But we were in the hostel.
It was a really small hostel, too.
Ryan was on Tinder, and he looks at me, and he's like...
I hate this story. I feel really bad about it.
He's like... Sophia, we should have sex.
I did. It's gotta happen. True fact, I've wanted to have sex with Sophia since freshman year as well.
and I was like really contemplating. I was like,
she really was. Maybe. We were so close to doing.
Really close.
Really
just
close.
Just as like friends, you know?
No, like I've casual, done that with, yeah, exactly.
Like casual friends sex. But then Ryan goes, never mind. I got hit up on Tinder. I'm gonna go have sex with someone else. And so he goes into the bathroom to get ready, comes back out. Probably 5 seconds later, he's like, never mind, I'm not having sex, and flops back on the bed. He was prepared to leave me in a foreign country.
He really was.
Alone to go have sex. You were going to go wander off in a foreign country and figure out how to go.
I didn't even have data. I didn't know how to
get it. Yeah, wait a minute. You didn't have data. I was the one with data.
I had the Wi-Fi of the hostel, and that was it.
What were you planning on doing? You're an idiot. Wow.
I planned on, like, he gave me the address. I was like, okay, I can look at it on my maps here and try to get myself there.
Oh, my God. Well, it was later in the day, so I think, like, we were kind of done for the day. And, like, I was like, well, I can just, like, watch some Netflix while you're gone.
We were going to watch The Sound of Music, I think.
We were. And then we did watch The Sound of Music, but I was only your second choice.
Oh, well, never. You were always my first choice.
But then it was...
Then it was like, there's one that's right over there.
There's an Austrian. I'm going.
Hey, it's a dream to have sex everywhere. And now that I'm working in Disney World, officially, my goal is to have sex in Disney.
Don't say that. They're going to fire you.
My goal is to not have sex in Disney.
Disney princes and princesses are chased.
I'm not going to be a Disney prince.
It's pure.
Or I'm not going to be a Disney prince.
Disney characters are chased. Anyway, so that's my Ryan sex.
Do you have any other? I feel like you must have some.
No.
No, for you have for others, you? Yeah.
That I've been involved in,
that you've heard about. I think those are the big ones.
Those are the highlights. That's the highlight reel.
When I had sex in a main gate bathroom.
Oh my God! Club bathroom.
Yeah. Sex in the club bathroom. Don't know the person. What else have I done? Oh, well, I had sex.
I don't know the names of the majority of people that I've hooked up with.
Neither do I. I had sex with. I didn't have sex. I was at a gay bar in Philly, and this married couple from D.C. wanted to take me home, and I was with my ex-friend and my other friend, and I was like, guys, can you leave me at this bar for an hour? Just give me an hour.
God.
I leave people a lot for sex. And they were like, yeah, okay, how about 30 minutes, right? I was like, fine. 9:30, we leave. And so I'm in this bar for 30 minutes, and like, these men buy me 3 drinks.
Amazing.
We start making out in the bar.
Good.
Both of them. Everyone was like staring at us, and I was like, this is amazing. And they were like,
he loves the attention. You like a good voyeur.
I love a good attention. Oh, and they were like, do you want to go back to the hotel? And I was like, yes! I texted my friend, and I'm like, hey, how about like 10 o'clock? And she was like, you have 10 minutes.
Oh my God.
It was until 9:40. And so, like, I go out thinking I'm taking, like, and they're like, oh, let's go, guys. We're going to the hotel. And one of the guys is like, oh, I'm going to get drugs from this guy off the side of the road. So he goes to get drugs from this drug dealer. And the one who I found more attractive, and I went around a corner, where he pulls down my pants and starts giving me oral. And then the husband comes around the corner and he goes, I want some. And they both get down on their knees. And I was like, we're in an alleyway in Philadelphia.
Oh my God, how old were you?
This was the one in December.
This was in December?
No, January. This was January.
I didn't know this story.
This one that I posted on my fucking Finsta.
I guess I didn't see it.
And I was like, I get a call from my friend, and I'm like, hello. And
she's in the middle of it?
Yes. And she's like, you're receiving oral right now, aren't you? And I was like, yes. And she's like, get away right now. We have to go home.
Oh, my God.
And so I was like, my friend's crying. I have to go.
Oh, I did know that.
And I left them.
Oh, my God. Well, at least you got something good out of it.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do our top question.
Oh, go.
How old is the... 47.
47.
How old's the youngest person you've had sex with?
I can go to jail. No, I'm kidding. I always ask beforehand if they look too young. I think 17.
Okay.
17.
How old were you when you had sex with a 17-year-old?
21.
Is that allowed?
I think in Jersey it's allowed.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I think it's allowed.
Okay.
I'm hoping.
Oh my God.
If not, they're 18.
I don't really want to edit this, so bye, Ryan.
No, I might have been 20. So, like, we were still, like, underage.
You're not underage at 20.
I'm older. I'm above age at that age.
18, silly.
I know for a fact that it's legal, so we're good.
Okay, great. Love it. They were probably 18.
I mean, if they were on Tinder, like, you have to be.
Yeah,
that's not true.
Tinder doesn't know. You can fool Tinder. They're not Albus Dumbledore and the Goblet of Fire. You can fool them.
What was that reference?
Goblet of Fire. You know when Fred and George tried
to... Harry, did you put your name in the Goblet of Fire?
Yeah, when they try and bewitch the goblet.
You're right. You're so right.
It's easier to bewitch.
Do you want to ask other questions to keep this going? I'm living for this. I feel like I'm on, like, my first talk show right now.
You are. Ooh, that means that I'm the talk show host. That means I'm the Ellen.
You are Ellen, and I am...
Best sex you've ever had?
I was high. I had just eaten Taco Bell.
Ew. That sounds like
a mess.
A recipe for a mess.
It was with my ex. We had smoked. We had gotten to Taco Bell. We came home. We were making out in the car, and I was like, we have to go inside right now. We went inside, and I had the best sex I've ever had in my entire life.
Amazing. Okay, worst sex you ever had?
Oh my God, there's so many. So many people think they know what they're doing. They know nothing. They know nothing.
Okay. So what's, like, instead of, like, worst sex you've ever had, like, what are things, like, that, you know, where they think they know what they're doing, but they really don't? Like, what are those signs?
When they don't know how to give a blowjob. That's always weird.
Speaking of blowjob, you left out one very vital story. I said
that last week. That was last week.
Oh, the dickie.
We talked about the dickie last
week. We did talk about the dickie last
week. The dickie was your freebie from last week. Yeah, the dickie was, that was, yeah, that's, he didn't know how to give a blowjob.
Okay, so if they don't have to give, how to give a blowjob.
Yeah. When you, I've only bottomed like three times in my life, I don't know, not a lot. And like, you gotta go slow if you're a top, because like, it's a sphincter. It closes in the anus. So you don't just jam in it like that, because then you bleed. So that sucks.
It's a really violent motion.
Yes. With women, I don't. I mean, like, I have only had sex with, like, out of my 52, I think it's like 12 women.
Oh, last time I checked.
Was it 17? That's, yeah, I knew it was either 12. Okay, thank you. 17. 17 women. And I have had no complaints. The only complaints I've had is, like, I one time had sex with someone on their period.
Okay.
And, like, I just, like, I wasn't prepared for that. So maybe, like, if I had known, I would have said yeah. I would have said yes either way, but, like.
Okay, that's an important thing. You would have said yes either way, good.
Yeah, but I just would have liked to have known, because I was like, did I do it?
Oh, that's why you would have liked to have known, because you thought you had caused it.
I thought
it.
I had caused them pain.
Oh.
I'm a good person. You thought I was going to go in a different direction, didn't you?
I did think you were going to go in a different direction, and I was.
About to get mad. No.
I was bracing for
that. No, I would have said yes. I would have said yes either way.
I mean, personally, like, I know women who do
are more horny,
like to have sex on their period, and women who don't. I just feel gross.
I have sex with men. Like, I could have sex with you on your period. Like, it's just like nice. Poop blood.
Nice. Ooh.
Okay, ask it.
How
have I ever gotten shit dick?
Yeah.
I've gotten shit dick multiple times, dude. It's the most.
That's
just the worst.
Oh my God.
It's the worst.
Oh my God.
I hate it.
Oh God.
You have to know that, like, it's going to happen.
And do you have any tips?
Don't eat before you bottom.
Ryan's tips for good sex.
Eat strawberries or pineapple because the cum tastes better. I'm really into kissing. I hate that I'm giving this information. I'm a very good kisser. Like, I've
been
told.
You are a very good kisser.
I like to kiss. I think it's, like, really, it makes it passionate.
Yeah.
I think it causes, it causes you to have a connection. Because, like, I've had sex where it's, like, you skip right to it. And it's, like,
ugh.
You get nothing out of that.
No.
Like, I have, like, it's, you're just a person that I've had intercourse with that doesn't, like, there's no connection. I feel like the ones I remember are the ones that, like, take time to, like, get to know me beforehand or, like, make out with me. Do you hear her singing? I love this. I'm having a fucking serenading session as I'm talking about sex.
Serenaded it in my home.
As I'm talking about sex, this is perfect.
Of our musical home.
We're deodorant.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. With me, I have a gland disorder. I overactively sweat in all of my ducts. So, like, if you're gonna have sex with me, get ready to get wet.
Ew!
That was true. That was gross.
Ew!
No. Be prepared to be sweaty.
I hate sweat. We're never having sex.
I'm on this new deodorant that actually has stopped me from sweating.
Oh, we love that.
It was prescribed to me by a doctor.
No way!
Yeah, dude.
I didn't know that. It's pretty great. It was literally prescribed to you?
Yeah, it's scentless. It's gross. I have to put on cologne still because it's scentless.
Oh, well then never mind. I rescind my...
Sophia and I will have sex one day, and you guys will be the first ones to hear it.
Yeah. We'll let you know. We'll keep you posted.
Yeah.
Okay, anything else? Any other good tips?
If you're a girl, don't wear makeup because it'll get smudged.
Fair.
It will get smudged.
Unless, maybe
if you're using... if you're using...
And, like, doesn't matter if it gets smudged. Clean it off after. It's fine.
Exactly. I am a very hairy person. I don't mind hair on anybody. Women don't have to shave. Men don't have to shave. Bravo. I love your...
You're into body hair.
Yeah. If I like... I like you for you. I don't really care what your fucking hair looks like. Like, you're hot. You're hot.
More men should be like that, in my opinion.
Yeah. There are these men at this school who are like, oh, my girlfriend, I make her shave. And I'm like, I've had sex with... women who don't, and I still like them. Like, it doesn't matter what their fucking hair situation looks like down there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just think be respectful, because, like, it's an intimate act, no matter how, like, weird, like, the situation comes. Like, yeah, it could be through Tinder. Yeah, it could be through at a bar. Yeah, it could be through, like, any of these dating apps. Or, like, off the street. But, like, still, like, no matter what is, like, going to happen afterwards, what you guys do in that moment is a really intimate act. That, like, doesn't define you, but, like, it could define the other person. Like, you want to make, just be respectful. Make them feel good. Make everyone feel good. That's how that works.
Wow. What a great place to end it off on.
Is that the end of this?
Yeah. Thank you, Ryan, for sharing all your sexcapades.
No problem. There's been more. There are more. One day you'll hear another one.
And, I'm going to rank them really quickly.
Do them really fast.
My number one is always the condom in the butt story.
I love them.
I think, I forget what story.
The one in the car the first time, the one with the person, the two threesomes. There's the one of the graveyard. There's the one of Slytherin.
My second favorite story is the fact that you broke up a marriage.
I broke up a marriage. That's
my second. The third one is the beatboxing one.
Oh, there you go.
My fourth favorite one is...
the threesome with the two women?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then my fifth favorite one...
is the couple that blew me?
Yes.
Okay.
No, honestly, I have to throw the dickie in there.
I thought we forgot about that one.
The dickie.
The dickie one's pretty great.
Yeah. As always, email us at nyacbpodcast@gmail.com.
Follow us on our Instagram, nyacbpodcast.
Leave us any comments, questions, suggestions.
Yeah, DM us. I've actually gotten none still.
Ugh. The worst.
So please give me more.
Yes. And stay tuned. We're going to have more episodes
soon. Yes, more coming.
All right. Farewell, college
friends.
Bye,
guys.
Bye.